Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, my gosh. I tried to call in like four different times, and it was telling me the Verizon caller I was trying to reach was unavailable. Really?
Nice.
I almost clicked on end episodes. I'm like, no, I'll keep trying. Let's see what's going on.
It might be a lefty sabotage.
And it very well could be, but it wouldn't let me do anything. Like I could see that you were on, but it wouldn't let me, it didn't know the little buttons were up to say unmute or whatever. I'm like, well, okay, if we go on and we're finally live, we'll see if we're actually on the air. So now we're here. Yay!
Well, glad we finally made it. Better late than never.
Exactly. So now, what is this story you sent me? I just want to go right into the thing about Lena Dunham, because I saw something about it this week, but I had no idea what they were talking about. So why don't you explain it? Because this chick is a freaking loon. I don't understand, other than the fact that her father is some famous whatever he is, how this chick is even an actress.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know how this dumpy loser became an actress either. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how she got her start, but I do know that she says that she ditched her Twitter account because people were making fun of her or something. And I'm thinking, you know, that's the least of your problems, sister.
Right?
Yeah, and apparently her new show, the new start of her show is like 40 points down in the ratings. So I'm thinking that maybe all of the news about her book and her molesting her sister and all this, it might be taking its toll.
Maybe people are finally realizing, wow, this chick really is a nut job.
Exactly. So I don't understand what the attraction is to this woman. I mean, she's got an HBO show that, I mean, I've never watched it. I think that
I
have a sharp stick put in my eye than have to watch something like that. But, I don't understand the attraction, but you know what I noticed, though? I noticed that she's not even 30 years old, and she's already got the body of a 50-year-old woman. That's my catty side coming out right there.
I don't know. I don't get the attraction, and I'm not saying that just because of her looks. Which I didn't mean to be rude intentionally, which is not normal. But I don't get the, because she's so, like, duh. But not like, who was that chick that played the dumb girl that was really smart? That movie, Blonde.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Or,
That's what it is. Character, Legally Blonde, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was like an attractive character. She was really dumb, but she was actually really smart. I don't know. I never saw the movie, but So I don't understand how this Lena Dunham chick, who is really dumb in real life, gets any kind of traction.
Yeah, it's one thing to act dumb as a part. It's another thing to actually be dumb. Dumb and dumpy. But she says that she just doesn't care what conservative white guys think about her or something. So.
Go ahead.
If she didn't care about what conservative white guys think about her, then why did she delete her Twitter account?
She actually literally deleted it.
Or she deactivated it or something. But I think she did it like the very day of the awards show so she could say that she deactivated her account.
She only deactivated her account because it wasn't just conservatives railing on her. It was a lot of other people who think she's a disgusting and sick person.
Yes. And she is.
Including some fans.
Exactly. So, yeah. So there you go.
She can blame it on conservative white men all she wants. But in reality, it was probably pissed her off more that her fans were actually turning on her and saying, really? You are one sick chick. You need some serious mental help.
Yeah. I mean, if I had all kind of, you know, dark secrets in my past, the last thing I'd want to do is go and write a book about it and expose it to everybody and say, here, read about what a sicko I am.
Well, not only that, but what does it say about her parents?
Well, yeah, exactly. And her dad is that artist that draws, like, Brazilian pussies and stuff, or paints them. And I'm not kidding when I say that.
No, that's right. I remember we had pictures of it on one of the shows.
Yeah. He likes the 70s look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that entire family is really creepy. And I guess in Hollywood, still, it doesn't really matter how nasty or much of a freak show you are, as long as you can somewhat act, right?
That's
and I don't
right.
even know if she can. I've never seen anything she's in other than that stupid ad for Obama.
Yeah, where she takes off her clothes and dances around in her underwear or something. And all of her lovely fattiness. Thank you for making me look at that.
Remember? No, what was that, the one where she said she talked about being a virgin? Losing her virginity?
Oh, no, that was the older one. Yeah, that was the one when Obama was running for president. The time she took off her clothes and danced around was like just this past election when she was even sadder than
that.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, I missed one.
Be thankful because, unfortunately, I actually saw that.
But I didn't. So that's like, apparently, well, the article that you sent me, there's a huge drop in her show or something.
Yeah, the ratings points are like in the tank.
Nice.
So that was just like a feel-good story. With all the other crap that's been going on, I needed somebody that I could like skewer for a minute just because.
Yeah,
because I have
exactly.
a mean streak, and tonight it's coming out.
Oh, come on, it comes out every week, doesn't it?
It's so easy. I try to be a nice, reasonable person, and most of the time it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, no. Well, you know what? It's hard. You know, you can be somewhat sympathetic sometimes, but it's really difficult when people are consistently jackasses, and they consistently embarrass themselves and are negative towards everyone else's beliefs as opposed to just being tolerant. The most intolerant people you know?
Yeah, well, the leftists are the most intolerant people you will ever find. As much as they like to preach about tolerance and all this crap, they're the most intolerant people you'll ever find.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then they don't get that, of course. They don't, if they actually ever, if you ever list, if we, we should do this sometime, list out all the nasty things they say, and that, but not say who said it, and just give a quick, who do you think said this? I think I've seen stuff like that before. You know,
oh, yeah.
Just list out nasty, hateful, intolerant, and horrible things they say about other people without including any names or anything, so you don't know exactly who they're talking about, and,
right,
and guess who said it. That would be, that,
yeah,
would be interesting. I'd like to see what the different ranges would be for people guessing what they said.
Oh, and, you know, especially like on Twitter or something like that, if you're being trolled by a leftist, those people are the most nasty, hateful people. You know, it's one thing to disagree with somebody and disagree with their point and bring up a, you know, a counterpoint, but these people don't even bring up a counterpoint. They just, like, go for the throat.
Yeah, exactly. And they're instantly... Right,
they're
instantly...
the most hateful people.
Yeah, they're instantly at the, you know, the lies, the name-calling, oh, you disagree with me, then you're X, Y, or Z. They just, that's what they do. And, you know, most people are used to that. It was a little bit of a shock. I think for a lot of people, it's a little bit of a shock when they actually get involved in politics. But,
right,
you know, you get used to it really quickly.
Right. It is, it's not for thin skins, that's for sure. Especially if you're going to be outspoken about it on social media. But I had Unite Blue following me on Twitter this week, so that was fun. So then I had a whole bunch of leftist, smooth-brained mouth breathers following me, too.
Nice. I'd be getting all the smooth-brained anti-Second Amendment asshats following me, too, or just tweeting. Like, I'll randomly tweet something, and they start following me. I'm like, where did you come from? You freak shows.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a troll brigade. You know, they're like a gang. They're a herd.
Oh, that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, they. I think they just spend their time looking for conservatives that they control. Because my Twitter profile clearly says I am a Christian conservative capitalist, and Thomas Sowell is my intellectual porn. So there's no mistaking where I stand.
No, seriously, they literally, I swear, I mean, mine says clearly, my freaking name on Twitter is conservative. So
right,
clearly, I'm not, you know, on their side. And they just, you know, if you happen to post on any of their, you know, any hashtags and they don't like what you post, they send a whole army. I was fighting an army of crackpot, Second Amendment people last week. It was actually kind of amusing.
You know what's amusing to me? These people who honestly think that if France had had gun rights, that the carnage of the terrorist attack would have been a lot worse.
Wait,
are you speechless?
What did you mean? Is that
there's been some people like media pundits, like especially on MSNBC, who said that if France had had gun rights, the carnage of the terrorist attacks would have been a lot worse.
Oh, God.
I know.
Really?
It makes your head hurt. Yeah, really. I was. Yeah, really.
because, you know, it would have been nice if the first responder cops who showed up actually had firearms so they could stop the terrorists from escaping. And it would have been nice maybe if someone in that company was concealed carrying, because maybe they could have stopped the terrorists from killing so many people. Now, that doesn't come into play at all.
Right. Right. Because, you know, not even the cops had guns. So I don't know it's like, okay, so you're not allowed to have guns to protect yourself, and the cops aren't allowed to have guns. But somehow the terrorists got their guns. But if the French had gun rights, then the carnage would have been a lot worse.
The fact that a couple of cops showed up on mountain bikes and they had no guns and they're the first responders. I mean, okay, so in America we always say 911 is minutes away when seconds matter, right? Well, when 911 comes and they can't save your ass either, you're really screwed.
Yeah, they'll get there in time to draw a chalk line around your body.
That seems to be pretty much how it works. It doesn't matter. Yep. In freaking France, they have 751 no-go zones. Really?
It's insane. The whole thing is insane. And, of course, now we have people that are, like, bending over backwards to apologize for Islam or make excuses for it. Or, you know, now Duke University is even every Friday they're going to have a call to prayer for Muslims on Duke University campus.
And are there really that many? Oh, wait, let's see. They removed Chick-fil-A from campus and they canceled a pro-life event in their women's center, but they're having a Muslim call to prayer every Friday. Really?
That's right.
That's right. That's really great. So they would rather support a religion that has a huge, huge block of people who kill women, gays, and Christians, and anyone basically who doesn't follow their religion, and even those who do follow their religion but don't follow the extremist version of it, they would rather have those people have a voice on campus than anyone else. That makes a lot of sense.
You know? I mean, they hang gays from ropes over there, but if you buy a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A because they believe in traditional marriage, then you're a hater.
You know what? Chick-fil-A has some damn good chicken. That's all I got to say.
I know. I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich just tonight, as a matter of fact. That was good.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I think there's some at a mall around here, but I don't even know where because I don't go to any malls usually. But,
they're on every corner here.
Are they really? I was in Pennsylvania. There was one near where I was staying, and that was pretty cool. But and you can get grilled healthy chicken. Of course, I don't when I go there. But
no, I don't either.
Their chicken is actually really good.
It is good. I skip the fries, and then I feel like I'm healthier, and I get lettuce on my sandwich.
You should add a tomato, then you'll be really healthy.
There you go. But, yeah, I feel like I'm living in bizarro world here. Because if you want to know what craziness looks like, this is what leftist society looks like. And I feel like I'm trapped in it.
Yeah.
You know, I went down a wormhole like Alice in Wonderland, but she had a lot more fun than I'm having right now.
Right?
You know? And it's only going to get worse because we don't have anybody who really wants to take the cutthroats to task. and go balls to the wall on these people. So, arm up.
It's ridiculous.
What do you think about the rally from last weekend that Obama didn't attend, and Holder, who was in Paris and didn't attend?
Number one, why would they send Holder? He's one of the biggest losers in the United States, and he's a lame duck attorney. He's nothing.
Right. He's about to leave.
Number two, did anybody really expect Obama to send someone or to go himself, since, you know, he seems to stand with his Muslim brothers? I mean, that's what he said in his book, right? And you shouldn't slander anyone who slanders the prophet, shouldn't whatever rule. I forget what he said.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that was his speech to the UN.
I mean, the fact that he didn't go just proves that he doesn't believe that there is such a thing as radical Islam. He thinks that all Islam is legitimate, even the cutthroat kind. He must think that that's a legitimate form of Islam, because he certainly doesn't want to stand up against it. But, you know, I'm getting tired of these rallies. I mean, you know, going in and holding hands and singing Kumbaya is not going to solve anything.
No, but you know what somebody said? I forget who said it tonight. I don't know if I heard it on the news or whatever, but somebody is saying, you know, the rally could show that they're united, because let's face reality here. Europe has screwed themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Muslim immigration. Totally royally screwed themselves.
And they're being taken over.
Oh, yeah. All these years that, you know, there's been groups out there saying, hey, this is wrong, you know, we're against the Islamization of our country, blah, blah, all these groups that have been out there for years, they're always called haters, racists, bigots, whatever, but those people were freaking right.
Yep.
You know, if you're not going to assimilate or integrate, no one's telling you to drop your religion, no one's telling you to forget about your culture, but at least integrate into the culture you're in so that it's a melting pot and you're not you don't isolate yourself like they have in Europe, because that's what it's become in Europe. And it's probably, there's probably even, excuse me, places here like that, like in Detroit and, you know, or Flint, is it? I forget which one, but there's probably some places like that. But
Dearborn.
Oh, there.
Dearborn, Michigan.
People call it Dearbornistan. But,
right.
Our cops actually still go into those areas. We're not just leaving them alone and saying, oh, no, you practice your Sharia law, you have your own schools, you have your own laws and whatever. No, we aren't doing that here, but that's what they've allowed to happen in Europe. Didn't learn their lesson from centuries ago, not even that long ago, I should say, when Islamic jihadists were murdering and taking over different areas. That's why Spain kicked out Muslims. They said, get the F out. Now I know why, because I did some research on it.
Right.
Because they knew how bad they were.
Well, you know, I was listening to Neil Bortz. He has this little, like, rant he does every morning, two-minute rant. He brought up the point that all these people who like to say, well, the Christians killed a bunch of Muslims in the Crusades and all this jazz. Well, actually, the Muslims had taken over all of Europe before the Crusades ever began. The Muslims had conquered all of that area. So it wasn't like the Christians just decided to go out one day and kill a bunch of Muslims just because they had nothing better to do. The Muslims had completely taken over Europe, just like they're doing now.
Right. No,
so
it's you know what it is? It's history repeating itself. And
right.
You know how the saying, I forget what those who
Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat
it. Thank you. I can never remember that phrase. I always have to look it up.
And, you know, this comes at a time when, you know, history class isn't hardly taught in schools. And when it is, it's taught wrong. It's twisted.
I never learned about all of that stuff in history. I mean, I learned history of the United States, and I learned some European history, but I don't think it ever involved that part of history. You know what I mean?
Right.
They talked about, you know, witch hunts and Christians actually killing people, but I don't recall, and it just might be my memory's bad, but I don't recall them talking about, you know, the Barbary pirates or Muslim Islamic extremists, you know, trying to take over Europe and murdering people and enslaving them and all the horrifying things they did and, oh, wait, still do.
And they live in the armpit of the world. They live like, you know, it may as well be the Stone Age over there. So if you people want the Muslims to just, you know, take hold of the whole world and Europe and America, and then be prepared to give up everything you have. Because,
yeah, pretty much.
It's like a cancer. You know, you can't make nice with cancer or it's going to kill you.
You have to
fight it with everything you have. Everything to kill it. And that's the way, that's what we're dealing with now with these Muslim cutthroats, but we don't have anybody in a position of leadership that has the balls to do anything about it.
No, and anybody who tries to, you're an Islamophobe, you're a racist, you're a hater, you're this, you're that. They shun these people and push these people aside. It's like, hello, moron. Read history. Don't believe us. You don't have to believe us. That's what I always tell people. Don't believe me. Go research it yourself. I can give you some links, but don't believe me. Go ahead and research it yourself. I've had this fight recently with someone who's more of like an anarchist. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. America does not cause Islamic extremists to attack us. These people have been doing it for centuries, long before America was even a thought in the world. They're doing it again. We're being more aware of it.
They have an absolute bloodlust. They're in love with killing people. They kill each other, for God's sake. It has nothing to do, even if the United States didn't exist, and even if they got rid of Israel and all the European countries and the only people left on the earth were Muslims, they kill each other because that's what they do.
Exactly. And, you know, I feel bad. There are some moderate Muslims who are completely against this, completely interpret the Quran differently. I know some of them. A friend of mine from Egypt, it said that a lot of them there were totally pissed off when Obama helped the Muslim Brotherhood get in. They were absolutely outraged. They wanted nothing to do with Obama. They didn't want him interfering, and they didn't want the Muslim Brotherhood in power. And look at what happened. Those people fought back.
Yeah.
So, you know, Egypt is proof. And did you hear what the, I don't know if it's president or prime minister, I don't know what they call the head of Egypt, did you hear what he said? He's like, he gave a speech. Oh, my God, I actually wrote about it, I think. I can't even remember. I've been writing way too much lately. He actually was talking about it and condemning these people for what they're doing. And that's what more moderate Muslims who are not extremists need to be doing. And I know a lot of them are probably afraid.
Right.
But if they would unite with the rest of the world who does not want to be killed for simply not being of the same ilk as these Islamic jihadists, they would be over, the jihadists would lose and they'd be overpowered.
Right. And did you see the story about the mayor of some European city? And I think it's Luxembourg or something like that, or either the president or he was born in Turkey or no, he was born in Morocco, and so he technically is a Muslim, but he's a westernized Muslim, and he basically got on TV and told these people, if you don't like our way of life, F off.
Right.
He didn't say F. You know, he basically told the Muslims over there, if you don't like the way we live, then F off. And he's a Muslim himself. So, yeah, I would love to see more Muslims being outspoken. They should be the ones at the forefront of the resisting this stuff. You know, police yourself.
No, so. I agree. And the thing is, like I said, if they unite with, you know, there's way more of us than there are of the extremists. If they would unite with all of us, we could stand with them and say, hey, no, we're not going to let you hurt them either. But they're not.
Right.
So, you know, you're either with them or against them. You can't sit there in silence because silence is deafening and it makes everyone else believe you support what they're doing.
That's right. If you're not condemning it, then you're supporting it. And the rest of us are just sick of it, frankly. But, you know, I mean, I'm more sick of the leftists who apologize for it. And there was some pajama boy on MSNBC who was saying, well, if Muslims were offending Christians, there would be outrage, and this, that, and the other. And I thought, you know, there's Christians being slaughtered all over the world by Muslims every day, and I'm not seeing much outrage. So, you know, you can go pound sand, you douchebag.
Right.
I love the way
these people,
they always talk about, well, Christian extremists and Jewish extremists, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, and they compare them. Well, you know, maybe the only Christian extremist that I can really think of is maybe Eric Robert Rudolph, who bombed the abortion clinic. Even if you throw in Westboro Baptist Church, which I don't really count them, that's maybe, what, 30 people out of millions of Christians? On the other hand, you have a huge percentage of Muslims who are cutthroat extremists, and you also have a high percentage of Muslims who aren't necessarily going to go out and commit a terror attack, but they support what the terrorists are doing.
Right. You're right. Exactly. Like they're not going to do it themselves, but yeah, they're not going to say anything. Because yeah, I agree with you, but you know. I'm not going to do anything actually physically about it.
Right. But I think it's interesting that as much as the lefties like to talk about Christian extremists and all this jazz, the fact that they're accusing Christians of being as evil as the Muslim terrorists, they're like debasing their own argument because they feel completely free to say stuff like that because they know that they won't be attacked by the Christians for saying it. On the other hand,
right,
they're blurring out pictures, the pictures of the magazine, so they don't offend Muslims, so they don't end up with somebody planting a bomb inside their building or something.
Right.
So
yeah, no, they...
They refute their own argument when they compare the Christians to the Muslim extremists because they know that the Christians aren't going to do anything to them.
Well, and that's the thing, and you're right because that's one of the things that's bothered me about this, too. I've seen her, even the State Department, I think it was, saying, well, we need to have a discussion about terrorist groups. No, really. We need to have a discussion about Islamic terrorists. There's no terrorist groups. What other groups are going around killing all kinds of people all across the world just because they aren't them?
Right. But you know what? Tea Party people are going to be put on the same list as all of these others. And if you want to have a discussion about terrorist groups, let's have a discussion about our open borders and how many terrorists are coming across. Because you motherfuckers won't do anything about it.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Actually, Rand Paul was at a couple events today, and I went, and, you know, I don't necessarily agree with him on some of his, well, several things, but somebody did ask him about illegal immigration, and he's like, you can't have an immigration policy unless you secure the borders, which I thought was, you know, I totally, you know, how can you not agree with that? How can everyone not agree that we need to secure the borders?
Yeah.
But guess what?
You don't have
Go
a
ahead.
Country without borders. There, we have no country if we have no borders. And if we're going to let people just jump across, we might as well not have any borders.
Right.
So.
You know, what's funny is there's really people, anarchists, we got them all in New Hampshire, so I'm friends with people from all spectrums of the political range, except really liberals, but I do know some of them. One of them who's actually a hardcore progressive in New Hampshire, and I banter back and forth with him on someone else's status, and he's not that bad, you know, he's okay, but he friended me, and he tried put a friend request on Facebook. I'm like, no, dude, no. I draw the line. Draw the line of being friends on Facebook. I'll chit-chat with you. I'd say hi to you in person. I'd have coffee with you, but not on my political page. But, so we have this huge, crazy spectrum of politics in New Hampshire, so I get it all. And there are really people who don't believe we should have secure borders. They should believe anybody should come here anytime they want, do whatever they want. I mean, it's insane. No other country is that way. And you can't be a country and function that way.
Right.
You just literally can't.
No, there is no country if you don't have any borders. There's no and how do you govern? How do you govern at all? Of course, they're anarchists, so they don't believe in governing or something.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, how do you exist that way? If there's no law and you, it's just like law of the jungle, I guess.
Yeah, you can't exist that way. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work.
Are these people who are also anti Second Amendment people too?
No, they aren't. The people I know that want open borders are not anti Second Amendment. Well, except for far left wingers, but others aren't. Anarchists, of course, aren't. I can't explain them. But that's one of the ways we're having terrorists literally walk over the border. I mean, they're worried about drugs. Forget the drugs. What about all the other, you know, really horrifying people that are walking over? And it's already been proven that we have these people literally walking over our borders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have terror cells here already because we have a bunch of spineless, nutless politicians who don't care about anything more than the next election.
Exactly. No, and that's what it's always about. They don't care about budgets. They don't care about money. They don't care about anything. They care about getting reelected.
Right. It's all about them. They're like the ultimate narcissist.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why politicians shouldn't be in positions of power anyway. Can we please have some people who've actually done something, like gone out and held a job or something?
Right.
Met a payroll,
please. Obama's never even met a payroll.
Yeah, this is why I will never understand the people who say, well, we can't have a private sector person run for president because they've never been in government before. They don't have any government experience. Yeah, exactly. That's the attraction. They haven't been tainted.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I've always said, I mean, even before I was into politics, I used to say, why doesn't the government run like a business? Because in business, you can't waste so much. You have to run efficiently or effectively, or you go out of business. If the government ran like that, we'd be much better off.
Right, and businesses are accountable to their stockholders. And politicians aren't accountable to anyone because the voters don't even bother to hold them accountable.
No.
So they have no fear.
No, exactly. And we're the stockholders because we're the ones paying
bills. Right, exactly.
And you're right, they're not accountable. The only thing that should be kept from the voters and from the people of the United States is top secret confidential security type stuff. You know, I agree. You know, we don't want the rest of the world knowing what we're doing for security things. I agree that should be kept. Not one other thing should be. Nothing. We should know the name of every single person that works for the federal government, what they make, how many days off they took, how many sick days they took. We should know all that information. I don't care about your privacy rights. You work for the federal government. You get paid by the taxpayers. It's our right to know how our money's being spent and if you're a good worker. Or if you're some slacker who's not doing your damn job, but yet we're paying for it. Like those asshats at, I forget where it was, which department who were spending 6 hours a day watching freaking porn.
That's fun.
Where the IRS is complaining. People aren't going to get their tax returns fast enough. They're not going to have enough help because the IRS got their budget cut and they don't have enough money. Yet 318,000 federal employees owe $3.3 billion in back taxes. Billion. There's your budget.
Yep.
Al Sharpton owns $4 to $4.5 million.
Yep. And Al Capone went to jail for that. For being a tax delinquent.
A lot of people do, but not if you're Al Sharpton, apparently. Not if you're a federal employee, apparently.
You get to
and
go
they
to
send
the White
out,
House if you're Al Sharpton.
They're sending out, Chrissy, every year, or at least last year or the year before, $1.6 billion in fraudulent earned income credits. Illegal aliens are getting them. Freaking all kinds of people that shouldn't be earned income tax credit are getting them to the tune of a $1.6 billion mistake.
That's right. And this is why... This is why tax reform will never take hold, because you have too many politicians that benefit from the tax system being a complete cluster F. And, you know, I mean, people talk a good game about tax reform and all this jazz, but nobody ever does anything about it.
No, you're right. They talk about it, they never do anything.
We have a tax system from the freaking 30s. Nobody sees
well, not
a problem
only
that, with this.
Not exactly. Not only that, but even when they like they do tax cuts and stuff. Okay, great. You're doing tax cuts. While you're in there figuring out these tax cuts, why don't you reform it? I took two different tax classes when I majored in accounting. God help me. The book. You have to get a new book every year because the tax laws changed every year, and the books were the biggest books I had of all of my books. And I had some big books.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And those books were killer.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. And one thing I have made sure to do is I don't, if if I get a refund, it's a very small refund. I try and break even every year. If you're somebody who's getting like, you know, $2,000, $3,000 refund, you're doing it wrong. You're allowing the government to hold on to your money for a freaking year when you could be having it yourself. You could be investing that money or paying off bills or whatever, and you're letting the government hold on to it just so you can have this emotional high of getting this big fat check once a year. It doesn't make any sense.
And the government is getting it interest-free.
That's right. That's right. And now they're going to hold on to it and tell you, well, we don't have enough money to process the tax refunds. So,
oh, yeah. They're gonna certainly make sure people are in pain, because that's what government agencies do. When they have to cut somewhere or when they have to become more efficient and effective, they always do it where it hurts the most. So then people will complain, and that's when people will call their senators and their representatives. And then the senators and representatives will vote to give the IRS more money, so they'll get fatter and fatter, still be inefficient, but, you know, they'll do a little bit of better service to the people because, you know, they always, all these government agencies, every single one of them at state, local, federal level, they make sure that they hurt people the most.
This is why I can never understand the liberals who, you know, they get pissed off about the NSA spying, but they have no problem with the IRS spying on conservatives just because they're ideologically opposed. It's the same, it's just another arm of the same beast.
Well, if it was a Republican administration and they were spying on the left, you bet they would be upset.
Yeah, damn straight. Damn straight. But, you know, these big government lefties who all of a sudden are all pissed off about the NSA spying, it's like, you support all these other bureaucracies, what's the difference? You know,
exactly.
It's all just another arm of the same animal.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, they don't care.
Yeah.
They literally don't care. And, you know, and the left is always more government, more government, more government, more government. Give me a break.
Yeah. Why do you want to have somebody dictate your life? I can't understand people who want some bureaucracy to dictate their life for them. Are you really that freaking lazy and helpless and worthless that you can't even, you know, have any kind of basic semblance over your own life?
I think in a lot of ways, first of all, yes, they want someone to tell them how to behave and what to do. But in other ways, I think they think it's not going to affect them.
Well, a lot of it's because they hate the rich, too.
Well, yeah, but a lot of them are rich.
Yes, well, that's true. Well, that's because that's a whole different thing of, you know, they're part of the ruling class, so it benefits them to fund the bureaucracy that keeps the people in chains. But then you have, like, the rank-and-file Occupy people who go out and throw bricks through windows and stuff who really do hate the rich.
Yeah.
But they're never going to see any benefit from those big government policies. They're just going to, you know, they're going to be kept down even worse than they were before.
I had a guy say that the other day. He's like, we are discussing back and forth. And he's like, okay, I'll admit it, I hate the rich. And they said, well, why don't you get off your ass, start your own company, be the CEO, and then you can pay your employees $20 an hour to do for unskilled labor. Go for it. Do it. Shut up about your complaining and be your own boss.
Right.
They don't
exactly.
Get it.
I don't hate the rich. I'm more power to you. If you went out and worked your ass off and made it and realized the American dream, more power to you. If you hate people, you're not going to adopt those characteristics that they used to get them where they are now.
No, exactly. And these people, they'll never get that. I've used that before. I'm like, okay, you don't like all these, you know, big companies, you don't think they're paying their employees enough, you get up, you go out there, and you create your own company. You be your own boss. You be your own CEO. None of these people, I bet you more than a lot of these people who I've argued back and forth with have never even worked with a CEO. They have no idea what the CEO's role is, what they have to do, nothing. They just think they sit back and play golf and go to dinner parties. They have really no clue.
And even if that's the case, they don't know their work history. Maybe they were the guy who was working 60 hours a week, you know, and who never got to see his family, never got to take a vacation and all that jazz back when he was younger. Good life now.
Well,
I don't begrudge anybody that.
When I was in college, I was like, I want to be a CFO. Then I worked with a CFO, and I said, oh, hell no. CFO, you know, they are the one, they work 24/7. They don't really have a vacation because even when they go on vacation, they still have to answer emails. They still have to take phone calls. You know, maybe it's not as much as a normal day, but they don't get a true vacation. And
Right. They're
responsible. They're responsible for hundreds or thousands of people, hundreds of thousands or millions or even billions of dollars, or thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of customers. I don't want, I'm sorry, I'll admit it, I don't want that responsibility. Ever.
Right.
You know, that's why they need so much, because there's so few people who even want to do that job, never mind do that job. There's so few people that the supply and demand, that's why they get paid a ton of money.
Right. And, you know, I'm not, I mean, are there people out there who are fraudsters and, you know, and don't do their employees right? No. Yeah.
Of course.
I mean,
yeah.
Of course there are. There are some. But what am I going to do, lose sleep over it? Go out and throw bricks through windows? No. All I can control is my own situation, and I don't care. I don't care if somebody, you know, if you're working minimum wage and you're pissed off about it, go get another job. Work three jobs.
The thing is, exactly. And that's the thing. There's scumbags in all walks of life, no matter where you are,
right.
Whether you're in, you know, it doesn't matter. There's scumbags in all walks of life. It's not one over the other more than any other. So you can't even, you know, they can't even say that, but that's what they do. They just demonize and, you know, make these people like out like they're to be so evil when, you know, in reality, you dumbasses, it's the government that is far more corrupt and evil and hurtful of people than anyone else.
Right, because you have the option to boycott Walmart if you don't like that store. But you don't have the option to boycott what the government dictates are, or else you go to jail.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, for all this talk about evil corporations and all that, if you don't want to buy from Walmart or whoever else, don't. But, you know, try not paying your taxes and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't like some jerk in a movie or some actor, don't go see his movie.
Right.
You know, there's things you can do, but you can't get away from the government. You can't boycott paying your taxes. You know, you can't boycott doing certain things. You have to abide by the rules and the laws, or you get screwed, and you're the one who's in prison.
Right. And then I laugh at you because you get tripped up by the government that you voted for.
Right?
Like all those idiots
exactly.
in New York City who are feeling the pain of living under de Blasio. Hey, you voted for them, son of a bitch, so enjoy.
Oh, that's what... Exactly. That's why somebody said, should he stay or should he go? And I saw somebody else commented, no, let those people freaking get their asses whooped by this idiot.
Yeah. I hope he puts the screws to them and they get a good taste of that bitter medicine.
He already has. I think he did get rid of the horse carriages in Central Park.
Yep. Now he's getting rid of, like, styrofoam containers or something.
Oh, my God. That'll be great for takeout. You know how much takeout is probably sold in New York every day?
I know.
Oh, my God. I think I'll wait to go. Oh, we have 90 seconds. I think I'll wait to go back to New York City until he's out.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know, New Yorkers, you know, before that it was Bloomberg. So, I mean, they really haven't had they really haven't done well in their voting record since Giuliani.
I don't know what
happened.
Open, I mean,
everything, you know, everything's relative. But, yeah, I don't know what happened after Giuliani.
All right, we have 60 seconds. We didn't even get to the female privilege thing. We got to do that next week because it's hysterical. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And I guess we will see you next week. I can't even think right now. I'm too tired.
Well, we appreciate all of our five listeners. And we enjoy ranting and raving on Wednesday nights. It's very therapeutic.
It actually is. It really, it lets you get a release out there because, excuse me, a lot of times, you know, you can't necessarily rant or rave at work.
Yeah, although sometimes I do it.
Right, exactly. So do I. All right, everyone, thank you so much, and we will see you here next week.
Have a good week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Christine.